On the postgame show, we are joined by the head coach of the Fredericktown Lady Blackcats, Carson Pinwell, after the tough straight set loss. The group played well in that third set. Consistency. Was that an issue tonight for your group and trying to find that rhythm?
Yeah, that's been a little bit of an issue for us throughout the season, so that's something we're still trying to work through.
Whenever you get into a game like this and you have a first set where things are, you guys battle back and get a couple of ties midway through and I don't want to say fall off because I don't think you guys fell off in that first set. I just think a couple of bounces didn't go your way. But then in the second set, a tough one, 7 points, but you rebound well in that third set. What changed between the second set and third set tonight?
Yeah, you know, we had that issue with the rotation, and I think that kind of killed all momentum with us there in the second set. As far as serving, too, we got to get our serving percentages higher. It's hard to ever build any momentum or consistency when you're missing serves.
I counted 7 serving errors unofficially by just the eye test today from your group. And I know, obviously, points start with the serve. But when you're giving away 7 free points on the serve, how difficult is it to overcome that with the adversity?
Right, yeah. Like I said, it's really hard to ever build momentum and push points if you miss serves frequently like that. So, yeah, we just got to clean it up on that. We do try to serve aggressively, but we got to find that consistency and aggressiveness.
Busy rest of the week for your group. You got West County coming up. That'll be a home game. And then the Clearwater Invitational, where I'm sure you'll play 4 games, most likely, 3 or 4 games,
yep,
if I'm not mistaken, in that tournament. So a busy weekend. The games keep moving. The calendar keeps rolling. Is that good for a team that's still looking to find that consistency to keep playing games?
To a point, but it does get a little bit, it's kind of hard when you have so many games. You don't really get a chance to practice and work through things, so you're trying to make adjustments during the game. So that does get a little bit hard, but
how difficult is it not having as many practices as you would, say, 3 weeks ago?
Yeah, it is hard because you practice so much at the beginning of the season, and then it's like once games start, you don't really have time to practice. But we'll just got to keep working through stuff.